Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. Ireland has 54,730 millionaires. I don't seem to know any of them, but the number of Irish resident millionaires is now more than 2.5 times higher than during the Celtic Tiger boom. That's the main photo on the front of the Irish Independent, a picture of Paul Mescal and Saoirse Ronan, who definitely are both part of the 54,000 millionaires club in Ireland. And we've a new generation of high achievers in the arts, including Saoirse Ronan and Paul Mescal. So congratulations to you if you're waking up on this rainy Thursday morning as a millionaire, one of 54,000. On the other end of the scale, the main story on the front of the Irish Independent tells us that the state is paying up to €180,000 a year for every family in emergency accommodation. Housing families who need 4 beds in emergency accommodation costs €180,000, and if they need a 3-bed, it can cost up to €140,000. And we have more than 400 families in emergency accommodation who need properties with over 3 or 4 bedrooms. So a lot of money being spent on that. Staying with housing, front of the Irish Times, the Department of Public Expenditure wanted to block the approval of a housing czar in April. These are new internal records which showed that public expenditure, which controls the purse strings on government spending, cited concerns about the lack of a business case for needing a housing czar and the implications for wider public pay policies. So that's according to internal records which the Irish Times has gotten a look at. Irish Examiner on the front page goes with the family of the late Tina Satchwell leaving the Criminal Courts of Justice after Richard Satchwell was sentenced. And the paper says Richard Satchwell is a master manipulator who secretly buried his murdered wife under the stairs of their home, where he could have ultimate control over her. That's what Tina Satchwell's sister told the Central Criminal Court as Satchwell was sentenced to life in prison. The Irish Daily Mail: Satchwell gave the dog more respect than Tina. The Irish Sun: Monster wanted ultimate control. The Irish Daily Mirror: life for Monster Satchwell. And the Irish Daily Star: he wanted Tina under control forever. No sentence enough for Monster, who took my sister, and cruel killer treated her dead dog with more respect. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent has more on Bordnemona and workers going on strike. And staff at Bordnemona Bin Collection Service are going to go on strike later this month. It's over the planned sale of the business, including myself, lots of people around Kildare, Laois, Limerick, Meath, Offaly, Roscommon, Tipperary, Westmeath, Wexford, Wicklow, Carlow, all affected by this. A SIP2 spokesperson says members have rejected a proposal to resolve the dispute, so the industrial action will begin with a 1-day strike on Thursday, the 19th of June, and will ramp up to 2 days of stoppages the following week and 3 days the week after that. And Bordnemona has announced plans to sell the company to Kerry-based KWD Recycling. Europe, according to the Irish Daily Mail, is going to land its first ever rover on the moon today. The 3-inch vehicle, God, it's tiny, you definitely won't see this in the skies, named Tenacious, will be controlled by ground staff in Luxembourg who can drive it at up to 4 inches per second. And it's going to land on the moon and deliver an art project called Moonhouse, which is a replica of a Swedish cottage. So that's what they're up to in terms of the moon. Some TV news. Blind Date is coming back in the Sun. We are told that Blind Date is returning to screens 22 years after Cilla Black last hosted it. Now, there had been rumours that it was going to be revived on the BBC. Obviously, it was on UTV back in the day. There were rumours the BBC were going to take it on, but actually it's going to be on Disney Plus instead. And producers want to keep the tradition of a top British female host hosting the show. And it seems like there are only three female presenters in the UK, because these three seem to host everything. So the three in the running are Shock Horror, Claudia Winkleman, Holly Willoughby or Davina McCall. How boring. The famous sliding wall separating the contestants will also return. We don't know what's going to happen about R. Graham, because Graham died in 2021, so they need someone else to replace Graham. So I'm sure it'll be another predictable male presenter who'll have that gig. But anyway, it's all going to be on Disney Plus. Blind Date coming back. Other TV news is about Love Island. In the Sun, the Star, we are told a second Irish contestant has joined Love Island. And I've bad news for you if you're not a fan, because Love Island comes back on Monday, so we're going to be sick of hearing about it. But Connor Phillips, who is a rugby pro from Limerick, is going to join Dublin panto actress Megan Forte on the ratings hit. And this guy, Connor Phillips, is replacing a contestant called Kyle, who was set to join the villa. However, then they found out about potential legal troubles involving him and a violent incident. If you're planning on getting Botox, the advice is to actually just smile instead. Times of London tells us that smiling is more important than Botox if you want to boost your attractiveness. If the aim is to be seen as more attractive when you get your Botox, a study suggests that an even simpler procedure is far more effective, just smiling. The research found that the perceived attractiveness of people receiving Botox rose on average by just 0.07 points on a 7-point scale, and smiling rated far more highly. So save yourself some money and just smile instead. And loads of people I know are getting Botox and they don't look any younger. I think they just look different, but they don't look younger. So maybe they should smile instead. Final story is about parenting and trying to get your kids to go to bed. This is in the Times of London. They say any parent who has struggled to get their young child to sleep will sympathise with the lengths some people are prepared to go to. I see this in my estate, where parents are driving around in the evening time with their babies in the back trying to get them to sleep. And there's a new survey on some of the extreme lengths that parents go to. So some parents play heavy metal music, some sleep in the bedroom doorway, some purr like a cat to try and get their child to sleep, some pretend to be Santa, and one parent has even recorded their business case study as a bedtime story. The survey also found that parents are devoting 15 days a year on bedtime routines for their children, and they spend an hour a night trying to get their child to sleep.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.